The Hockey Hall of Fame is more than just a sports museum. It is a vibrant, innovative, and interactive celebration of the history of ice hockey. Walking through the almost 5,300 square meter complex, you'll see an incredible collection of artifacts and exhibits that include more than 1 million archival photographs. The hall covers all facets and all levels of the sport, including international, world championship, Olympic, and National Hockey League play. The historic collection is ever-changing and updated. You can even touch the puck that Sidney Crosby slammed into the net in overtime to help Canada beat the United States for the gold medal at this year's Vancouver Olympics. About 350,000 visitors from all over the world come to visit Hockey's Hall of Fame each year. But the director of corporate and media relations for the hall, Kelly Massey, says the NHL's championship trophy is on just about everyone's must-see list.
Where's the Stanley Cup? That's the number one question. And now it's also, people are hearing about the Olympic medals display we have and the 2010 Olympic display and the puck that you can touch, the gold medal winning puck. That's right up there now as well.
Like the hall itself, the Stanley Cup has changed over the years. In the early days, the winning trophy was a single bowl and had a different name. Originally, the championship teams were engraved on it, but not the names of the individual players. Kelly Massey explains.
I love the history of the Stanley Cup. I think it's the most beautiful sports trophy in the world, and one of the most revered, I think. When you go up to the Great Hall, you'll see all the NHL trophies up there, including the Stanley Cup. If you go into the bank vault, and you'll see the original bowl that Lord Stanley donated back in 1893. It was called the Challenge Cup. And if you look real close, you'll see that they just used to put the teams on the bowl, but if you look close enough into the grooves and onto the lip of the cup, you'll see that players started to scratch and engrave their names into it. So I think even back then, they knew that they wanted their name on this cup.
While the Hockey Hall of Fame has been in operation since 1961, Kelly Massey says it moved to its current location in the 1990s.
It's been here at our current place at Yonge and Front Street since 1993. Before that, it was at the CNE grounds, beginning, I think, from 1961 on. For your listeners who used to visit the Hockey Hall of Fame, the fairgrounds, they would see quite a different place here at Yonge and Front Streets. It's a 56,000 square feet of the world's greatest collection of hockey artifacts.
Some of the most popular attractions are the interactive exhibits. They include state-of-the-art games where visitors can get into the net and try to stop simulated shots from NHL legends like Wayne Gretzky and Mark Messier, or test their shooting skills against video goalies. Alexander Kosinou is a 16-year-old from Montreal who was visiting Toronto to see the hall. Surprisingly, the Canadian team said he came to check out an exhibit on his favorite team, this year's Stanley Cup champion Chicago Blackhawks.
I've always been a Blackhawks fan. I was crazy when they won the Cup this year, and there's a movie about the Blackhawks in the Hall of Fame, and I really enjoy it. That's Remember Me Some Memories. That's really a great place, and I think I'll probably come again.
The hall continues to expand each year, begging the question, how do they get all of the artifacts? Kelly Massey says the hall is a registered charity and the players donate their memorabilia.
We don't pay for anything, so it's all donations and all about wanting to keep the history of hockey relevant and up to date. We have some amazing guys in our resource center, curators that go to major events, Olympics, World Champions, Stanley Cup, any milestone game, and they actually go into the dressing room and say, can we get this for the Hockey Hall of Fame? So fans from all over the world can see it. Most of the hockey players, women and men, are hockey fans, and they've been here, so they know what we're about.
Canada is the home of ice hockey, and Kelly Massey says keeping the Hall of Fame up to date is an important mission.
We are preserving the history of hockey. That's what we're doing here. And 50 years from now, when someone wants to see that gold medal puck that was won in 2010, we have that. Or 15 years from now, when they want to see the first Stanley Cup puck from 1893, we have that. That's important, I think, that we preserve the game.
So if you're in Toronto and love hockey, don't miss the Hockey Hall of Fame. But plan for overtime. I spent over 6 hours there in one day and did not even come close to seeing everything. In Toronto, Canada, this is Steve Shive, VOA Sports.